Imagine a Tuesday morning. A tenant calls the leasing desk. The conference room lights flickering, HVAC cycling like a heartbeat, and the fire alarm panel showing a nuisance input. The ticket says lights triggering alarms, and the building is now juggling vendors, an upset tenant, and a half day of lost productivity. That ticket reopens next week, then again the week after. What looks like a small snag on move-in day becomes a constant drain on operations, and nobody has a clear path to fund a fix. Welcome to Built, Wired, and Secured. I'm Alex Morgan. Today, we're focused on preventing those early post-move headaches with a simple 30-60-90 playbook you can run from day one. With me is Michael Harrington, Senior Property Manager, with decades of experience keeping buildings stable after handover. Michael, thanks for joining.
Thanks, Alex. Glad to be here. From an operational standpoint, there are patterns I see over and over. Small things that are fine until they fail. And when they do, tenants feel this immediately.
Quick housekeeping before we dive in. When we say O&M today, we mean operations and maintenance. When we talk about a remediation ladder, that's the stepwise escalation path for defects, starting with fender fixes and moving toward funded capital work if needed. This episode is practical governance advice, not legal or contractual counsel. If you need contract language or legal decisions, engage procurement or counsel for your project. Okay, first segment. Michael, what actually breaks after day one? Walk us through the common failure modes and why they keep coming back.
There are a few recurring patterns. Credential sprawl is a big one. Multiple logins, orphaned accounts, and equipment left in commissioning mode. Orphaned power over Ethernet devices, like access panels or PoE lighting, get moved or repurposed, and suddenly a monitoring feed is blank. And then monitoring blind spots, systems that no one put on the right alerting channel, so failures don't show up until a tenant complains.
Can you give one short, anonymized example that ties back to our cold open vignette? Keep it simple.
Sure. On one mid-rise, PoE lighting was routed through a vendor switch during installation. The vendor left some ports in a default VLAN for testing. When HVAC controls were connected later, a mistagged port caused crosstalk and false fire inputs. Tenants noticed nuisance alarms. That took weeks to trace because the initial handover didn't capture which devices were left in test modes or where temporary VLANs were used.
So the recurring theme is visibility and ownership. Temporary decisions made during build persist because no one required evidence they were reversed or documented.
Exactly. And there's an economic angle. Quick, undocumented fixes shift cost into operations. A small contractor patch today becomes a capital question later when the building owner discovers systemic issues. Tenants don't care whose line item it is. They expect reliability.
Let's move into the heart of this episode. The 30-60-90 stabilization playbook. We'll break it into three time-boxed acceptance checks with plain language evidence standards. Michael, what's the goal at day 30?
Day 30 is a stability baseline. The objective is to confirm nothing critical is failing under normal use. Evidence standards should be simple. A one-page stability log showing key alerts, a short vendor attestation that temporary configurations were removed, and a tenant walkthrough sign-off for their primary spaces. If you can't produce those three items, you don't have confidence.
Walk me through what goes on that one-page stability log. What's the minimal useful content?
Keep it tight. List the system, the monitored metric, the observation window, say 7 to 14 days, and a pass-fail or anomaly count. For example, PoE lighting, power draw variance, observed for 14 days, 2 incidents of unexpected resets. HVAC, supply temperature variance, observed for 14 days, 0 incidents. Attach a time-stamped screenshot or exported log snippet for each line. The log is evidence, not a narrative.
Good. Evidence that can be audited quickly. Day 60 then? What's the focus?
Day 60 is prioritization and temporary fixes. You use the baseline to triage what needs immediate remediation, what can be mitigated temporarily, and what becomes a capital project. Documentation here is a prioritized remediation register, short descriptions, impact to tenant operations, estimated level of effort, and owner of action. Importantly, include temporary operational mitigations so tenants can keep working while a permanent fix is planned.
When you say temporary mitigations, give listeners a non-technical example they'd recognize.
If a sensor's wiring is flaky and replacing it requires a ceiling demo, a temporary mitigation might be adding a redundant sensor circuit or adjusting alert thresholds to prevent false alarms while you schedule the intrusive work. Document the mitigation, its owner, and how long it's acceptable to rely on it.
And day 90 is the operational sign-off, right? What should property teams expect to hand off at that point?
Day 90 is when you should be able to say, with evidence, that systems are stable for business operations. Deliverables, the final stability log, a remediation register with completed actions and funded items queued, an updated O&M manual with known exceptions called out, and a short acceptance memo from the operations lead. That memo is the baton, operations accepting responsibility for day-to-day upkeep, while capital plans capture the longer-term fixes.
Let's pause on the remediation register and ladder. Property teams often worry about escalating a vendor issue into a funding conversation. How do you structure a remediation ladder that preserves relationships but makes defects fundable when they cross that line?
That's fine until it fails.
I want to make sure our listeners hear practical templates. What's the simplest remediation request language a facilities manager can send that gets attention without burning bridges?
Keep it factual and time-boxed. Something like, per our day 30 stability log dated date, we observed repeated resets on POE lighting in Building B, Zone 3. Attached are time-stamped logs and vendor attestation. Request, remediation under warranty within 14 calendar days. If remediation cannot be completed in that window, propose a temporary mitigation plan and estimated cost for owner approval. That frames the ask, the evidence, and the timeline.
Excellent. Now let's bring this to life with two short case studies, one that stabilized quickly and one that didn't. Michael, give us the fast win first. And the tougher example?
Tougher case. POE lighting and HVAC interactions causing nuisance fire inputs. There wasn't clear ownership at handover. Temporary VLANs and test settings lingered. The initial team applied quick fixes, but without a remediation register and evidence, the problem recurred. 6 months later, the owner had to authorize a capital rewiring project. Metric, ticket volume stayed high, and operational cost to stabilize was roughly 3 times what an earlier funded fix would have been.
That cost differential is a powerful argument for running this playbook. Before we close, let's give listeners 3 immediate actions they can take this week to start a 30-60-90 cadence.
1. Create a 1-page stability log template and populate it with 7 days of current alerts for your critical systems. 2. Open a remediation register entry for the top 2 recurring tickets and assign owners and temporary mitigations. 3. Send the first remediation request email for any item that meets your evidence standard, time-stamped logs attached, and a 14-day window for vendor remediation.
Those are very actionable. Quick legal note to close. This is governance and operational practice, not contractual or legal advice. If you need to interpret warranties or contracts, loop in procurement or counsel. If you want the 1-page 30-60-90 checklist, remediation request template, and sample acceptance evidence we mentioned, head to the Built, Wired, and Secured Hub. Download the bundle, adapt the templates, and start this week.
And remember to ask, what breaks if this goes down? Use that question to prioritize what goes on your stability log and what you escalate.
Great reminder. That's it for today. Thanks, Michael, for sharing these practical steps and the hard lessons behind them.
Thanks for having me. From an operational standpoint, small early investments in evidence and governance save time and tenant headaches down the road.
Production note, Built, Wired, and Secured is produced by GDS Technology. Visit our hub to get the 30-60-90 checklist and templates mentioned in this episode. And remember our sign-off line. Built to last, wired with intention, secured for the real world.